healing and we don't get it, or we pray for somebody else to be healed and they don't get it. That's really not accurate. They do get it. They do, because the minute that you pass from here to your heavenly home, everything is made perfect. In the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, everything is made perfect. And I don't know what is the best that I have ever looked or the best condition I've ever been in, but whatever it is, that's the way I'm going to live for eternity when I get to heaven. No wrinkles, no fat, no cellulite, nothing like that. It's all just going to be good stuff. Amen?
Everyone will go through hard times in life, but God works good out of everything if we trust Him. Today, we're offering Unshakable Trust for a gift of any amount. In this book, Joyce encourages readers to believe that regardless of the past, God has a great plan in store for our future. Request your copy now at joycemeyer.org or call toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Your gift today and your partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries allows us to share the love of Christ around the world. Thank you for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Have a blessed day.
All right, and we trust you continue to keep your dial set right here at 89.9. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And, of course, you just heard Joyce Meyer, and we are in the midst of prayer and share. This is the time, one of the two times during the year when we come to you and ask you to be partners with us in prayer, of course, and also with your financial support. It requires our families giving for us to be able to be on the air. And so our budget this year is $225,000. That covers the next 6 months of listeners' share support. And so every gift you give is going to go toward that budget. And we thank you so much for being a part of this great ministry. We started out this morning with an angel donation of $1,356. And we've had several donations since then. We right now have $176 left in matching funds, just $176 left. And we were really hopeful to get that matched up by 8 o'clock, which means we have about 5 minutes. Can we do that? Yeah, I think God could do that. Mm-hmm. $176 in the next 5 minutes. Phone lines are open. Dave, let's give those numbers out.
You can reach us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right, we have some prayer requests coming in. We're going to lift those up just as soon as we've matched up this matching fund, and then someone else may be getting ready to make another matching fund. We'll see what the Lord does this morning, but we are off, and just as soon as we have matched up this 100 and finished the 1356, we will be able to bring all of that into our income so far. And so we're looking for your phone call. Give us a call, maybe $5 a month, $10 a month, maybe someone renewing. And that's really important that if you are renewing, that you let us know that so we can add it in. We do not just add those in unless we have some kind of a record for it. Our computer here at the board does not let us know if they are open, ongoing, and so often we do not know that unless you tell us. And so give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If this radio station is a blessing to you, then why not invest into the kingdom of God this morning, just like you would do in your local church. We are 501c3, all of your donations. We provide receipts, and you are able to use those as tax-deductible donations. And so we thank all of you who for all of these years, 34-plus years now, have kept this ministry on the air because of your faithfulness and God's provision. And so we are trusting that you join us today. I want to just share the scripture one more time. This is from our angel who made that donation of $1,356 going back in his early days of shortly after his salvation. God was working on his heart, and a friend directed him to this passage of scripture, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And he gives that amount of money every prayer and share that I've been here, $1,356, because God really ministered to him out of this passage. Stay away from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. That is why we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And this is a great scripture, and he's been standing on this scripture for years. God's been his provider. God's been taking care of him. And so he started the morning out with that matching funds challenge, and he actually made that back several months ago. And so we are giving you an opportunity today to be a partner with him. And so we right now have $176 remaining in that matching fund with just a few minutes to go. We have less than 5 minutes to go. Wanted to finish that off by the top of the hour. Will you be a part of that to get us started here on Monday morning? Karen, you've been through a few prayer and praises, haven't you?
Yes, I certainly have.
And you survived.
I have.
You survived.
Yes. And yeah, it's always interesting because it's different every time. And, I mean, we still give you the phone number. We still tell you about all these ways to give, but like our conversation is always different.
Always
and the
different.
Lord is, you know, he's always fresh giving us new scripture.
New words. Yep,
and different
for sure.
things. You know, and I wanted to say, you guys, you're looking at this picture that Dave was so eloquently
I like
describing.
The picture. I like the picture.
So they're seeing the sunrise, but I'm seeing the fire of God.
Yeah.
In the cloud?
Yeah.
There is fire.
Yes, it's like this bright orange. So then that made me think of Psalm 97.
Share it.
Verse 3 that said fire, and this is from the Message Bible.
Okay.
Gives you a little different spin on things.
Psalm what now?
Psalm 97, verse 3. Fire blazes out before him, flaming high upon the craggy mountains. His lightnings light up the world. Earth, wide-eyed, trembles in fear. The mountains take one look at God and melt. They melt like wax before the earth's Lord. The heavens announce that he'll set everything right, and everyone will see it happen. Glorious.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have one caller online. We have $176 remaining in the matching fund, and we have about 3 minutes left to go. We may need several more phone calls to finish off this first matching fund challenge. So if you're able to make that call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And so as soon as we know what this caller is, it might be a prayer request. We never know. We don't know how God's going to provide.
That's that he does.
Yeah, there's another caller. We could take another phone call. We're down to the last, about 2 minutes right now. And we have two callers on the line, and we can take another call right now if you want to call in. Maybe you're just going to let us know that you're renewing your monthly pledge. Sounds like another caller's calling in. Now, listen, if you call in this morning and you end up just getting the message center, please leave us your name and phone number, and we will call you back just as soon as we catch up. And so if we're on all the phone lines and you hang up, we will not have any record that you had called in. So please leave us a message. Just leave your first name and phone number, and if you want to tell us what you're giving, that's fine. But otherwise, we will give you a call just as soon as we get caught up. Again, we want to thank that angel donor who has now for several years started out our prayer and share with a $1,356 donation in matching funds. Wanted to have that matched up first thing this morning. And of course, I was just reading from the scriptures. That's from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And that's going to be our scripture for the day. Stay away from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. That is why we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? This is a great testimony from a person who, is born again and walking with the Lord, has found the Lord to make provision for all of his needs.